Ave Maria, and welcome to Marian Shrines of the World. In this 10th episode, we travel to the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows in Kibeho, in the African country of Rwanda. The shrine itself dates back to the recent Marian apparitions occurring between 1981 and 1983. Our Lady appeared to three students at the High School of Kibeho, a boarding school run by nuns. 17-year-old Alphonsine saw the first apparition during lunch on November the 28th, 1981, in the dining room of the school. She heard a voice calling her, "My daughter." Alphonsine asked her, "Who are you?" The reply was, "I am the Mother of the Word." She continued, "I have come to calm you because I have heard your prayers. I would like your friends to have faith because they do not believe strongly enough." Alphonsine was born in 1964 in Gisaka. Her parents were married religiously, but at her birth they were already living apart and divorced in 1972. Alphonsine attended the parish of Zara, run by the White Fathers. This parish is known for the large number of vocations it has given the church, especially for the first bishop of Naiundo in 1952. Alphonsine entered high school later than her classmates that year. A few months before the apparitions and her arrival, which disturbed the class a bit, was not appreciated by all, bringing some discredit on her at the beginning of the apparitions, to the point that she and her friends prayed that other classmates would also receive an apparition. The prayers were answered in 1982, when Our Lady also appeared to Natalie and then to Mary Claire. Natalie was born in Muganza. Her father had taken another woman and neglected her mother, a practicing Christian, who lived quite poorly. And Natalie was admired for her great deep spiritual life and uprightness. She was frugal and rather bashful by nature. The apparitions were an opportunity for her to deepen her compassion and union with Christ the Redeemer. She was 18 years old when the apparitions began. Marie Claire lost her father a few months after her birth. She had had several stepfathers, so preferred to live with her grandmother. Growing up poor, she developed great resourcefulness to earn money, working at the market. She was a very lively teenager, both spontaneous and frank. She couldn't keep still for long, and her grade point average was low. She led the opposition against Alphonsine's first apparitions for a long time at the high school, calling her a fool, even attributing these visions to evil spirits. When she herself started experiencing the apparitions, she was initially very frightened, afraid to enter into an unknown world. Then she felt deep joy. According to Marie Claire, the apparition called herself Our Lady of Sorrows and asked for the recitation of the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows of the Virgin to obtain the grace of repentance. On August 15th, 1982, the seers reported that the Virgin Mary was crying, and 4 days later, the seers had terrifying visions prefiguring the Civil War. On two separate occasions in the following year, the apparition asked Alphonsine to have a chapel built in her honour under the title of Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows. Despite the Civil War that raged during the whole next decade, the fruit of the pilgrimage to Kibeho was abundant in conversions, healings, religious vocations, a vitality of faith in the Catholic Action Movement, the Legion of Mary and the League of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. On January 1, 1988, the Archbishop of Kigali delegated Rwanda of Our Lady and entrusted a committee of inquiry to Father Augustine Bisago, rector of the seminary of Butare, with other theologians of this institution. Their conclusions were positive. Archbishop John Baptist, Bishop of Butare, authorized public worship on August 15, 1988. The first stone of the chapel of the shrine was laid on November 28, 1992. However, Cabello was not spared the massacres of 1994. The 1,000 people that sought refuge in the church died in the fire. Another massacre followed, but some people awaited death in prayer, united to the Mother of God, praying for the forgiveness of their sins and those of others, especially their aggressors. Some were taken to their death, singing their joy to imitate the passion of Jesus. Others carried a Bible, waiting to soon join the land of the blessed. The Shrine of Cabello was called the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows, as the bishop had called it on the occasion of the laying the foundation stone, a title he used again in his message of September 15, 1996, with more ample explanations. After the Civil War, Augustine Bisago, who was now ordained bishop of the Diocese of Gikogoro, revived the pilgrimage and the shrine, where a chaplain had been in residence since August 11, 1996. The public apparitions to the Three Seers of Cabello in Rwanda were officially recognized by Bishop Bisago on June 29, 2001. This shrine, officially recognized by the Catholic Church in 2003, stands on a par with such shrines as Lourdes and Fatima in Europe and is the first shrine of its kind on the African continent. The genocide of 1994 shows all too clearly what can happen when people forget God and give away to hatred. Our Lady had warned of this, and so Cabello has become a memorial and a reminder where the victims are remembered and the survivors living in Rwanda today resolve, with God's help, that such a thing must never happen again. But in practical terms, everything at Cabello is still in its infancy. Work is slowly starting on providing accommodation and facilities for the pilgrims, but as yet a great many of the faithful still sleep in the starry hotel beneath the sky, lying on the bare earth or the grass. Huge numbers of them defy the cold, the rain, and their own weariness in their desire to respond to Mary's call to follow the Mother of the Word and seek help and consolation from her. Many of the pilgrims travel for kilometres on foot, some of them for more than a week, not a few of them set out barefoot since they do not have shoes. Many carry water canisters on their heads and often they eat next to nothing. Cabello lies at the altitude of over 1,900 metres or 6,000 feet, and in the rainy season especially, the nights can be bitterly cold. Small wonder then that many pilgrims fall sick on the way. Others, however, come to visit Our Lady precisely because they are sick and because they are hoping to find relief or even healing in this place of special graces. When Our Lady appeared in Cabello, she called repeatedly for repentance and forgiveness. The visionaries were invited to accept suffering through faith in love, mortifying themselves and denying themselves pleasures for the conversion of the world. Thus, Cabello is a reminder of the role of the cross in the life of the Christian and the Church. Redemptive suffering is both a means of compensating for the sins of the world and participating in Jesus and Mary's suffering for the salvation of the world. In thanksgiving to the Church's approval of the authenticity of the message of Cabello, let us give thanks to God for Alphonsine, Anatoly, and Maria Claire by quoting Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns, for it's Our Lady's mission to bring peace to the world. Ave Maria.